the ECUC 44th Annual Conference in San Diego with Kyle Swisher III. How are you, Kyle?
I'm great, Mike.
In the program. I got to throw that in.
And I've got my son, the fourth.
So hey, oh my gosh.
We're in a rut.
I wouldn't say it's a rut. It's a nice line. Okay. Nice, smooth line. Hey, you are one of the presenters here, obviously, and you just got out of your session. Did you just get out of yours?
I just came out of the session.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. Hey, for folks who weren't here, can you give us a quick 411 on what you talked about?
I'm happy to do that. We came here to talk about the Millionaires Club. Mm-hmm. Now, the Millionaires Club is a high school level financial literacy program that we started in Maryland and D.C.
Okay.
And it has worked out so well for us, connecting credit unions with the schools they serve, mm-hmm, and the communities they serve, mm-hmm, that my board said, you've got to package this and take it out to gift it to other credit unions to use.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing, because if they're unaware of the Millionaires Club, then they're unaware. So we're out here, we have a completely turnkey program, mm-hmm, set up, mm-hmm, under millionairesclub.org.
Okay.
And it's a website that we put together. It's generic. It doesn't say Credit Union Foundation of Maryland or D.C. on it, so anybody can go and use it. Everything you need to start this program is there.
What's the program? Can you give us a few details on what it is and how it works?
It's a fairly robust financial literacy program set up for high schoolers. Mm-hmm. We thought it was going to be an after-school program because we were told there was no money and no time for this program in the school system. Mm-hmm. What we're finding is that once teachers start the program, often after school, they'll roll it into the curriculum in class, and so we reach more students that way. We pair a club or a school with a credit union. Mm-hmm. The curriculum, which, as I mentioned, is pretty robust. There's 26 different sessions that are provided by the National Endowment for Financial Education. This, mm-hmm, is free material from, mm-hmm, NEFI. Mm-hmm. The material is delivered by the teachers themselves. So professional educators are providing the education. And credit unions come in and supplement that with guest speaker arrangements. So they'll come in three or four times a year and talk about identity theft, choosing a financial institution. There's a handful of different topics that they cover. And they bond with that school, with the students, and with the staff.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we like it. It's
worked out
well.
Have you guys been around? I mean, how long have you guys been doing this? And do you have any like results type stuff you want to tell?
Sure, I can think about that. We started with two pilot sites 4 years ago.
Okay.
The next year we wanted to double that. We had some good results there. We had students that were, because it is a club and not a class, they do the stock market game and some other competitions. Oh, wow. So we do have some results from that.
Okay.
In the first year, we had first place winners in a regional sense with the stock market game, and they were very happy with that. We've had state champions in the personal finance challenge for three out of the past 3 years, and national champions for two
wow,
out of the past 3 years.
Oh.
So they're getting some results there. There was another thing you asked me. What was that?
Oh, but here's another question for you, though. Don't worry about it. Hey, what kind of takeaways in your presentation, what did you want folks to learn about the Millionaires Club, and what takeaways did you want them to take away, go back to their credit union?
Sure. And essentially, we wanted them to understand, because I had a few of their peers in there as well, mm-hmm, folks who work in credit unions, both small and large, that this is a program that they can handle, that it doesn't take much resources, neither human nor financial, mm-hmm, to do a program, mm-hmm, like this. Mm-hmm. We provide small grants to get clubs going, and then they do an entrepreneurial program to sustain themselves after that. But I wanted them to realize that we can do this. It doesn't matter how large we are. We have small credit unions, $20 million credit unions, that have 7+ clubs in motion. Educational Systems, who they're here, they have 13+ clubs, but they're a little bit larger. But the takeaway that I was looking for is take this turnkey system, take it back to your credit union, pilot one club, mm-hmm, because then you'll really see how easy this can be and how effective it can be.
Yeah. What's the feedback like? I mean, from the kids, and I can imagine they're just pretty excited about it. I wish this was around when I was a kid. My gosh.
Yeah. The toughest thing about making a presentation like I did today is that the kids aren't here, because boy, do they sell the program.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did, and we spent some resources to do this, we put together a short film. It's a 5-minute film. You can find that at millionairesclub.org, mm-hmm, but it features the students, the teachers, principals,
oh, wow,
and the credit union sponsors. Okay. So you get to see things through the students' eyes just as well as through mine. And they are enthusiastic, yeah, beyond belief.
Yeah, like you said, they'll sell it. My gosh, the end user, when they're elated about it, then that's it. That's all you need.
When we start getting phone calls from students who talk to friends of theirs because they have clubs in their local schools and they want to start one in their school, mm-hmm, we know something's going right.
Right on, right on. All right, to wrap up question, because I know you got a lot of stuff to do here and stuff. What are your goals with this? What do you want to accomplish? Obviously, have these in credit unions nationwide or in schools nationwide. Is that kind of what the end goal here is?
Yeah, obviously we want to take a successful program and have other credit unions take it as their own, not like they're taking my program and doing it, mm-hmm, but rather this could be theirs. And I would like to see as many of these clubs started across the nation,
yeah,
as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And we've structured it in such a way that they don't need me. They can do everything through the website that we built. It's very generic, so it doesn't, like I said, doesn't mention me.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just roll it out as if it's their own program.
Awesome. Great message to end on. Kyle, thank you so much. This is really cool. I love it, man. Learn something new every day. I love it.